Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, this land by Satan. Do the Most High law, peace, things taken. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. True things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. I want to say Shabbat shalom and welcome to another episode of The Sounds of Living Waters. I am Job Israel, and here reading with me today is my wonderful Reb Rea Serene Israel. Say Shabbat shalom, Israelite.
Shabbat shalom, Israelite.
Amen. Asha Shabbat. Well, once again, we want to say welcome to another episode of The Sounds of Living Waters. We are in the creation as we are every Sabbath, and we are dealing with the earth. We're dealing with the earth. And the things that belong to the earth, well, the Lord said now, you know, that those things are coming from the earth is the seed and the fruit and the trees and things like that. So now what we are at this point in trying to explain what those things consist of, what are they, you know, what are the fruit, what are the trees and things of that nature, you know, what are those things? So, yeah, I know. So, we are bringing, God willing, we can bring forth some of those things. We only highlighting some of, let's say this, we're highlighting areas in the Bible. So, when you read your Bible, you will run into things as well that we highlighted, right? Amen. So, with that being said, I'm going to ask our brothers and sisters to stand and face Jerusalem, and sisters, if you can stand and face Jerusalem and cover your heads, and brothers, if you can stand and face Jerusalem and uncover your head as we approach the Father.
Amen. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name,
Amen.
O thou most high.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I read Psalms 9, verses 1 through 2. In Jesus' holy mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. That's right. Praise.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren in their family. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God. Your light is blessing us because they see your light and consciousness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to proceed and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word of your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and faith. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well and give them too a mind to proceed and eyes to see and ears to hear to speak your word of wisdom, knowledge, and understand it in the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray. For your mercies endure forever.
Amen.
Amen. So, once again, we are dealing with creation. We in the earth, we're dealing with the third day, and that is the earth, and the things that come forth of the earth, and those things that belong to the earth, you see. So we are dealing with those things right now. And hold on. Get this kind of little topsy-turvy. There we go. Okay.
Yes,
so we are dealing with what we call the earth, man, and why was it created? What purpose was it created for before God and Christ and us? And everything that's, that came from it, even angels that's even now that dwell among us, they also live in the earth. So what was the earth created for, and what are these blessings that's coming forth of the earth? These are those things that we're looking at now. You know, we seen the water come from off the earth. We've seen the earth coming forth. We've seen that each in all of the continents is living on a mountain or a mountain peak. You know, we found out that the earth, like the United States, is on a giant mountain. And Japan and Philippines and places like that, they're on mountain peaks. Those are those mountains that have other mountains attached to them, but really tall, but not as big, but they're really tall. Those are called mountain peaks. That's what our Pacific islands are located on, mountain peaks. And so now God is showing us another part of this earth. And that is that man is going to come forth of the earth. And he's going to cause fruit to come forth of the earth. And then he's going to articulate that all of us coming from the earth is going to have to produce fruit before God and Christ, all of us. Amen. So, with that being said, we're dealing with the earth, and let's start this in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 9. Genesis 1 and verse 9. When you receive it, read.
Genesis.
Yes, ma'am. Genesis 1 and 9.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 9 reads, "And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he sea. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day."
Well, there it is. And the evening and the morning were the third day. So we see here the earth is bringing forth grass and herb yielding seed after its kind, and trees yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Why? Because sin wasn't imputed at this. So this is where we're drawing at right here. These are the fruits that we're supposed to be seeking after, this fruit that was here before sin was imputed into the world.
Amen.
You know, of course we all recognize, you know, the sin that Adam brought into the picture and so forth. Okay, we get that. The thing is this, is that we're supposed to be trying to get to this, because this is what overcome, because it was here before it was in sin. So now he's telling the earth that it has to bring forth fruit. It has to bring forth fruit. What do you mean? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2 and 4. Amen. So now, you know, and we like to articulate this conversation that, you know, the Bible is biblically coded as well. You know, because when you look at 1:4-7 on your keypad on your phone, it's like right there, vertical, 1:4-7, 2:5-9, 3:6-9, and a vertical. What do you have? You have light, water, earth, 1, 2, 3.
Amen.
We're dealing with the earth. We're dealing with the third day. And inside the third day comes man. Man come with the third day. So when we start talking about let the earth bring forth fruit, that means man have to bring forth fruit too. You know, the same law applies. Because we came from the earth. So Genesis 2 and verse 4, and we receive a read.
Amen. Genesis 2 and 4 reads, "These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, and good for food."
See, all the trees wasn't created for food. Some were just for eye candy.
Amen.
Some could be for food. Herbs, you know, healing, things of that nature. So it could be for that. But you have all different type of trees created for different things. Even the tree of knowledge of good and evil, we got trees that are beautiful that can bring death, like poison ivy. You know, poison ivy look like it could be a tasty berry or pepper, you know, but yeah, you know, it would, first appearance, you would think that it was a tasty pepper or a tasty berry, but you find out that it's poisonous. And so all the trees wasn't created for consumption. So let's not plant that in our heads, like that's what every tree was for. Some was for medicine.
Amen.
You see, some was for medicine. Amen. So even the plant poison I have is proper, you know, place in the creation, or its properties, we should say. But he's saying that now he's calling the earth to bring forth grass. He's calling the earth to bring forth trees. And he's calling the earth to bring forth fruit of the trees. Now, what are these things? Are they physical? Yes. Are they spiritual? Yes. Are they terrestrial? Very. Are they celestial? You better know it. Everything in this conversation here is on the earth, and it's all conducive.
Amen.
Hey,
Mary, since you brought up poison ivy, I just looked up what was the purpose of the Lord's ring, poison ivy.
Okay.
And it says poison ivy fruits, called drupus, are an important food for birds. Deer and insects eat the leaves. People think of it as a weed, but as the ecological sense, it is an early sensational plant that is mostly found in disturbed areas. Wow.
So it was
it's a force for birds, the food.
Yeah, but it brings a sensation.
Mm-hmm. And the
so
deer,
they get a form of a buzz or something. That's an interesting thing. Yeah, or the deer.
And
you
the
know,
deer
they,
and the insect eat the leaves, but right. The birds eat the seeds, the fruit. The drupus.
I'm sure the like monkeys and deer and things like that, they know what fruit can give you buzzes or aphrodisiacs and things like that. I'm sure they all know those things when they're in their season. And that's a good thing, because that's what God created it for. He said they was going to eat of the fruit of the trees as well. So of course. Then it says this. Let's go into
Genesis 2.
No. Okay. Where do we stop it?
I was in the middle of 9.
Okay, read that 9.
Genesis 2 and 9. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Okay, good. Now we got all these elements in play. Now watch this now. Okay, so he created man out the ground. So if he created man out the ground, that means that he has to produce fruit too.
Because
that's the law.
Amen.
If it came from the earth, it got to bring forth fruit. Bottom line. So man has to bring forth fruit. Let's look at this. Let's go into Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 1.
Ezekiel 37 and verse 1 reads, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will say, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord."
What?
Right.
So this is how he created Adam.
Amen.
He created a skeleton, and then put sinews on the skeleton, like he braided up these muscles to wrap around the skeleton and keep. Then he put this waterproof thing on top of it that we call skin. So he laced it up really good,
mm-hmm.
And so the skeleton now can move through the sinews.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what he created. And then he created the flesh to house all of that. But then he said, but it still wasn't no breath in him yet, right?
Amen.
But he identified the fact he has a skeleton.
Amen.
Who told Adam he had a skeleton? Because when he saw Eve, he said, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh.
Amen.
Who told her and who told him he had a skeleton? Let's look at this. Let's look at this a little further, right? So God has shown us how he created man out the earth. Let's look at how he created angels, right? He did the exact same thing, just in a different place. Ezekiel chapter 28 and 11. Actually, in a different place, but from the same place.
Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 11 reads, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, thus said the Lord God, thou fillest up the sun, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire.
Stop.
Amen.
That's what the angels was created from. This, just like he just showed us how he created us from the earth and put sinews on us, he just showed us how he created angels here, right? Okay, so, but here's the thing. The earth came from heaven.
Amen.
So we got these same properties within us.
Amen.
Some stronger, some lesser. You know, some of us want to be off in the chakras and all this type of things, but you can't deny because these actual stones do exist in our being.
Amen.
Because we're created from this. The earth is created from heaven.
Amen.
And if the earth is created from heaven, then these things dwell within us. What do you mean? Let's go into Revelations chapter 21. Revelations 21 and 10. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Revelation 21, verse 10 reads, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal.
Okay, so now we see Jerusalem coming down, right? Now this is, we're not getting all off into the decorations and things like that. We want to get to the core. Skip down to verse 18 and continue.
Amen. Revelation 21 and 18. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass.
So heaven has gold. But then when he created the cherubs, they were created from gold too. Where did they get the gold from? That's another question. They didn't get it from the earth, but the earth has gold. Once again, the earth is made from heaven. So the things that the earth has, or the thing that heaven has, the earth has.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 19.
Yes, ma'am.
And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a Chalcedonian, a Chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth a sardonyx, the sixth a sardius, the seventh crystallite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, and the 12th a amethyst.
Now stop. Now, Dibble,
wow.
that's the foundation of heaven.
Wow.
And those stones can be found on the earth. The angel was created directly from this gold, this city of pure gold. And they were also created from the purest forms of these jewels or stones.
Amen.
We never seen them because we never seen the light of God through them. We was able to see him, but we never seen him. I should say alive, right? Without the light of God, those stones don't even exist, even an onyx. All of them is sleep.
Amen.
But when the light of God hit it, then you get to see what those stones really look like.
Amen.
Skip down to verse. No, continue. Yeah.
Verse 21. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass.
So real gold is transparent. So the stuff that people is wearing has metal in it.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Amen. 22. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof.
See, so those stones and the foundation of them, we finally get a chance to see what they really look like, because God and Christ will be there to shine through them.
Amen.
Now, the foundations is made from that, so the angels is made from these things. But then he said this, right? Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 7. Hebrews 1 and 7.
Amen.
Here come the difference. Hebrews 1 and 7, when you receive it, read.
Hebrews 1 and 7 read, and of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire?
See, they minister the flame of fire. That's what they are. They created from heaven. So they're on fire. They made from fire. And something else about them, that we both being created from heaven, but them being directly created from that source, and we being directly created from the earth source, brings something different.
Mm.
Go to Luke chapter 24 and verse 39.
Amen.
24:39. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Luke chapter 24. And verse 39 reads, behold, my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones, as you see me have.
See, so if a spirit don't have a skeleton, that will make us in the image of God, that we have a skeleton. That's why he said, if I breathe upon these bones, will they live? When he put sinew on Adam, then he covered him with skin, all he needed was the breath of life.
Okay.
He was already created in the image of God because he has a skeleton. Why you think the enemy constantly want to remind us that he brought death into the world by raising skeletons up?
Mm.
Or have you wearing shirts and things like that with skeletons on it or a skull? You know, like you glad he brought death into the earth.
Mm.
He know he's cut off. He's cut off. So him boasting before God and Christ that he brought death into the earth is only the truth. Why should we glory in that?
Amen.
He said, a spirit don't have flesh and bone as you see me have. Now, he already told Adam the difference. What do you mean? Because when Adam met Eve, he said, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Adam never seen his skeleton. Mm-hmm. Obviously, God had that conversation with him that you made in the image of God. He already had the conversation that angels, like we just had that conversation, that he made them ministering spirits in flame of fire. And he told him the difference between the two is that one has a skeleton and one don't, like he told the apostles. But he told Adam that way in the beginning. Adam knew that. That's why he was able to say that before Eve. bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh.
Amen.
All right, let's go back to Ezekiel chapter 37, and let's read 8 and 9. Because see, when he said, let the earth bring forth fruit, right? That include us. Even in when he was that, verse 9, in the third day, that included us too. Because if without this conversation, we don't exist. In the sixth day, without this conversation here, we don't exist in the sixth day. So he's calling our conversation here in the third day. And our characters, our obedience, everything is being dictated in the third day. And it's only precedented, right? Receive the word, get baptized, and then produce fruit. That's how it's supposed to happen. Light, water, earth. Receive the word in the beginning. Get baptized. And start producing fruit.
Amen. Amen.
It's the same thing. It's the same conversation. Nothing changed. Where are we again? Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 8. When you receive it, read, yeah.
Ezekiel 37 and 8 reads, and when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these flames, that they may live.
So God just told us how to ask for life.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we haven't, you know, like, yeah.
That's right, baby.
So just this thing here, he said, let the winds bring life.
That's right.
Let it bring life. And so here it is. It's life in the air.
Amen.
We're living it right now. So he wrapped his skeleton up with sinews so he can keep it tight until the first resurrection. We don't need those things anymore. We're just spiritual beings with skeletons.
Amen.
We still be spirits. We still have a skeleton. Psalms 147 and verse 8. I see you put that up. Okay. Psalms 147 and verse 8. Okay.
Psalms 147 and verse 8 reads, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountain. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry.
That's good. He says, who covers the heavens with a cloud, who prepare rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. So grass is growing on the mountains. And we see that. And nothing we can do about it. We can't stop it. We can't prevent that to happen. It's going to happen.
Amen.
Grass is going to grow at the highest point of the world. He said it. That's a law. And let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Proverbs chapter 27 and 25.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 27 and 25. When you receive it, read.
Proverbs 27 and verse 25 reads, the hay appeareth, and the tender grass showeth itself, and herbs of the mountains are gathered.
See that? So he's telling us he's replenishing the earth. He give us hay for our beasts, right? He said herbs for our medicine. And what else he said? And the mountains, and of the mountains I gathered, you know, and continue. Well, yeah, read this.
Verse 26. The lambs are for thy clothing, and the goats are the price of the field. And thou shalt have goat's milk enough for thy food, for the food of thy household, and for the maintenance for thy maiden.
So, amen. Not cow's milk.
That's right.
I just thought I'd throw that out there. It is there. It said milk enough for thy food. So, obviously, milk work, right? I think we're just using the wrong milk. Maybe. Maybe.
Goat's milk.
Isaiah 37 and verse 27.
Amen. Verse 27 reads, therefore their inhabitants were of small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field, and as the green herb, as the grass on the housetops, and as corn blasted before it be grown up.
See, now he's referring to the grass and the trees as people.
Amen.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't have a conversation of the third day without having it in the sixth day.
Amen.
See that? It's conjunction. 3, 6, 9, that's there. So they're always going to be a conjunction. There's always going to be a link.
Yes, sir.
Read that again, because we're going to get further into this conversation.
Amen. Isaiah 37 and verse 27 reads, therefore their inhabitants were of small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field and as the green herb, as the grass on the housetops, and as the corn blasted before it be grown up. Verse
now, let's look at this a little further.
Okay.
Let's go into Isaiah 40 and 6.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 40 and 6, when you receive it, read.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 6 reads, the voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field.
See that? So now he's equating man. He said all flesh is as the grass.
Mm-hmm.
But then now you got certain entities is popping up out of the grass. A little more than grass. All the earth is grass. Then you got something coming out of the earth. Flowers, herbs, trees. And trees with fruit.
Yeah.
That's coming out the earth. Continue.
Verse 7. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass.
See that? Continue.
Amen. The grass wherewith, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever.
See. That's that thing. He said, but the grass come and go just like people. But the word of God is was forever. And he says this. Let's go into Isaiah 44 and verse 4. Isaiah 44 and 4. When you receive it, read.
Isaiah 44 and 4 reads, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses.
See, now you got some of us that's going to spring up from the grass, and they're going to come up as willows, like those kind of trees that can cast shade and give life by the water. This is that thing. So now he's talking about trees coming up. You got the flowers that was coming up, and now you got the trees coming up. Shalom, man. Shabbat shalom. Love you. Continue.
Amen. Verse 5, one shall say, I am the Lord, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel.
Amen. Now we see here his fruit is starting to pop. His fruit is starting to grow.
Amen.
Go to Psalms chapter 1 and verse 1. Psalms 1 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Psalms 1 and 1 reads, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor standeth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
See, now, not only is he going to be like a tree, you got grass, you got flowers, and then you got trees, and then you got trees that bring different fruit, that bear different fruit.
Amen.
You know, it ain't the same thing year in and year out, and, you know, it shouldn't be. No tree grow the same.
Amen.
So it's no reason why we should be hearing the exact same thing every year. You know, it's not. You know, we call that evolution of the mind. There's no such thing as evolution of the flesh.
Amen.
You got transitioning, but you evolution of the flesh, that changed when you turn into God. But that's another conversation. But no, man, your precepts are supposed to be evolving. There's no way anybody's supposed to be following me word for word.
Amen.
And know that I'm finna get a girl here because they heard this 5 years ago. Continue.
Amen. Psalms 1 and 3 read, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
That's the law. So he's supposed to be able to. There it is. I'm just recording the law. Continue.
His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
Man, so if you don't have any fruit, you won't be able to stand before God. Mm-hmm. Got to be careful, man. He said, now the fruit thereof. Right? Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12. Matthew 7 and verse 12.
Amen.
When you receive it, read.
Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12. Amen. Verse 12 reads, therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
Man, why did he say that? If we all think we got it. He said only a few going to find it. You know, we got to be very, very careful with this conversation. It's not, you know, carte blanche. It's, you know, read on.
Amen. Verse 15. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them.
See?
That's right.
So it just took a whole new conversation.
Right.
The earth is now bringing forth trees. Now it's talking about us, like we was in that Sarah conversation. These things are allegories.
Amen.
Amen. So let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. Let's pick it up at verse 9. Genesis 1 and verse 9. We receive a read.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 9 read, "And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called it sea. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day."
Amen.
Amen.
So, with that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here, at the Sound of the Living Waters, oh, my goodness.
What? What happened?
Nothing.
Oh, then why you say, oh, my goodness?
Well, you know.
I thought you were going to say you didn't record on the song.
No, no, no.
You
not like that.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Amen.
Let's see.
What's going on?
This thing here.
Okay. Studio.
Yeah. There it is. Amen.
Oh, you're mad?
Yeah. So I want to say Shabbat Shalom to our family that's around the world to tune in and take part in this message. So we want to say our family that's in the United States, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. In Jesus' name, my family that's in Canada, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you as well in Jesus' name. Our family that's in Brazil, we like to say Shabbat Shalom to you in Jesus' name. Our family that's in Kenya, we like to say Shabbat Shalom to you in Jesus' name. Our family that's in Uganda, we like to say Shabbat Shalom to you in Jesus' name. Our family that's in Egypt, we like to say Shabbat Shalom to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our family that's in Algeria, we like to say Shabbat Shalom to you in Jesus' name. Our family that's in New Zealand, we like to say Shabbat Shalom to you in Jesus' name. Our family that's in Australia, we like to say Shabbat Shalom to you in Jesus' name. And our family that's in the Philippines, we like to say Shabbat Shalom to you in Jesus' name. Our family that's in Japan, we like to say Shabbat Shalom to you in Jesus' name. Our family that's in South Korea, we like to say Shabbat Shalom to you in Jesus' name. Our family that's in Vietnam, we like to say Shabbat Shalom to you in Jesus' name. And our family that's in Myanmar, we like to say Shabbat Shalom to you in Jesus' name. And our family that's in India, we like to say Shabbat Shalom to you in Jesus' name. And our family that's in Turkey, God bless you. And prayers are still standing over you and your houses. Be still. Shabbat Shalom to you in Jesus' name. Peace be still. And our family that's in Germany, we'd like to say Shabbat Shalom to you in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in France, we'd like to say Shabbat Shalom to you in the name of Jesus. Shabbat Shalom, family. Our family that's in the United Kingdom, we'd like to say Shabbat Shalom to you in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in Russia, we'd like to say Shabbat Shalom to you in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in China, we like to say Shabbat Shalom to you in the name of Jesus. And let's see, I got Japan, I got the Philippines. Okay, and Switzerland, we like to say Shabbat Shalom to you in the name of Jesus. So, that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time, and we hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters,
read your Bible.
Amen. I know I'm trying to. It's not.
It's right there.
Oh. What is it?
Yes, it is. Studio's right there on the side. What are you acting like you're brand new? What are you doing? There it is. Hit studio.
Oh,
right
duh.
There.
Okay.
Okay.
There we go. Bang, bang. Shabbat Shalom, Israelites.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the most high lost speech, things taken. Understanding the word of God is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Three things in unity, true and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see, it's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
On this planet, there was nothing but vegetation, just trees and plants. And Lord used the midst of the ground, you know, to water the earth. You know, just the third day is big, it's huge. And then how we came from the dust of the ground, and you showed again the fire.